The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I am so proud of my husband, DJ Automatic. I got to gas him up right now this Tuesday morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
All right, so we're married. We got to establish that. You might just listen for the first time. You're like, what are you talking about? He did something to make our house a home. He put together dining chairs. He put together bar stools. And he did it. He was cursing under his breath the entire time. But that's okay. It got done. And didn't you? He felt so proud of himself.
Oh, yeah, dude.
It was
he
the
felt
best.
So proud of himself.
It was the best Mother's Day gift I could have given.
Oh, ever, nice. Ever. Dude. Putting my house together.
How many chairs did you have to put together?
Eight.
Oh,
well,
damn.
I put together four chairs and four bar stools.
Oh.
And you know what's interesting? When we were putting the chairs together, I'm adding myself in there. I was there gassing him up, you know, giving him words of encouragement. But he was doing that. And midway through, I said, hey, let's do the bar stools next. The look he shot me, oh my gosh.
Uh-oh.
It looks could kill. But don't you think that's something that makes...
Yeah, you turn into a foreman on site. That's crazy,
oh, Dana,
dude.
Dana's out here barking orders. Yeah. Dude, you don't know how she is with the show.
So is it just you and an Allen wrench, or does it require like a power drill?
It was me and an Allen wrench.
Hey, you know what? That's more.
That's really
that's
sore fingers.
Yeah, bro, that's hard, dog.
It is. I mean, you could have used a drill, but Otto's got a drill in a drawer, a drill, and no charger, so I don't even know how to work the drill.
I've got like four drills and no charger.
Whenever he loses one, he's like, I'll just go buy another one. He just feels manly to have it in the drawer. I don't know.
But hold on. Let's tell him the best part of the story. So we got all this stuff going on. My phone keeps going off, and I forgot that I said I would go to a basketball game.
Uh-oh.
And then so my friend texts me, and he's like, yo, you going to come? You're showing up or not? And I was like, nah, bro, I'm working on these chairs. I'm not coming. And he's like, all right. And then the next morning, he texts me, and he's like, bro, did you realize those were courtside front row tickets?
Courtside front row.
And I was like, what are you talking about? And he was like, I sent you courtside tickets last night.
Would've
and I was
nice
like,
you told us.
Kidding me.
But we're sitting in chairs.
Yeah, at least you're sitting
we
in chairs now. You know,
I could have been courtside.
Yeah, but you're tableside, and that's what matters more.
Sitting
dog. You
courtside
have dinner.
Or putting your house together.
Yeah, come on, dog.
Well, courtside kind of wins. Anyway, National Day, Anthony A.
Let's go ahead and start with National Decency Day.
Sorry about my indecency.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah. That was a big beep there, DJ Automatic. Jeez.
And then let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Oh, my gosh. Buttermilk biscuits are the best. I like to sop my gravy up with a nice, thick buttermilk biscuit. Or if you just put honey on the side of your plate, like ketchup.
Yeah.
And then you dip the buttermilk biscuit inside of it.
I ain't mad at
trust
that.
Trust me.
I'm also...
Big Dana is talking.
Man, I will eat a biscuit down, a dozen of them if you let me.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The parking lot exchange. If you and your ex share a child together, it can be good or it can be ugly. And we've all witnessed it. Walmart, Target, whatever the local, you know, convenience store, that place you meet up in the middle and you trade children.
Yeah.
And it usually happens every other
the
weekend.
Exchange.
My girl hit me up and she just said, I hate my ex so much. He makes my life so difficult. He tries to embarrass me in front of our child. Our child starts crying. Our child feels guilty because he loves him and he loves me. And everything that should not happen in a relationship is happening in their relationship. Mm. And she's asking for advice.
When my sister was going through this with her ex, I was the one who would meet her. I don't know what.
Your nephew's father.
Yeah, whatever you want to call him. I would meet him in the parking lot. And it made her life a lot easier because anytime they would meet up, it would turn into an argument because she didn't feel like he was pulling his weight.
Automatically, that's right. You know, but if you're going to meet with the person in front of the child, you should never argue.
That was part of the reason I went is because my sister didn't want to do it in front of her son.
That's good. Good
parenting. I think in regards to your friend, Dana, I think what she's dealing with might be a hurt man too. So if he's going through it and he's in a vulnerable space, he's insecure. I think a lot of that is dealing it. So sometimes having somebody else do the exchange, you know, oftentimes grandparents, this is time for them to step in.
I remember my ex told me, I don't even want to see our daughter if you're not going to be with me. Because what Anthony just said is true. If that person is mad at you because you don't want to be with them, they're going to hurt you in every way they can. And the way to get at you, especially mom, is to hurt your child. You got to get a mediator going. And I would suggest, this is what I told my friend.
That costs
I think,
a lot of money.
I'm talking about a friend, a grandmother. I'm not talking about going to court. If you've already been to court and child support and the exchanges have already, you know, they're already in legal documents and all of that, ask grandma, ask your auntie, ask a cousin, ask a friend or somebody to kind of help out. Otto, you weren't in the court documents. You did it for your sister because you love her, right?
Exactly.
So sometimes you just kind of have to do that. And also, I know this is difficult, ladies, especially if your ex is being mean, if he's being awful. Try talking to him when you're not angry at each other. when all the feelings of the emotion aren't heightened. Because when you're exchanging the child, that's when things go crazy. And sometimes you just got to call them up or send an email and say, hey, I'd like to talk to you.
Yeah, and it's also, I think it's very important to be true with your intentions. And this goes to anybody, say if the guy's in a vulnerable situation, to make sure that you're seeing your kid for the benefit of the kid and not in a petty way to get
spite
back
the mother.
Yeah, don't
or
do
the
that.
Father.
Yeah.
Or hold the kid away from the father. I see this a lot. I see a lot of men saying, I can't see my kid because my ex won't let, you know, me pull up, or my ex hates that I have a new girl. Ladies, that's just hurting your child. It's not helping you in any way move forward or away from the relationship. I just cut my exes off. And automatic, you know that. I just refuse to let the drama in my life. That's another thing. If you really don't want the drama, you don't have to have it. You can have the grandmother or somebody else be the mediator. You don't have to spend money on it. I'm just saying, sometimes people like the drama. They want the back and forth.
And like, if you're the person who's just gotten broken up with, right, a good way to get back at the partner is to be a great parent, is to be a great father.
Be the good
father.
Is
to be the father that you should be, that they don't think you can be. So like, that's the way I would look at it.
Don't take it out on your kids, because the trauma that you're causing your kids lasts a lifetime. We had another host that used to be on with us a long time ago, and he told the story about his dad would always say he was going to come pick him up on Sundays to go to Chuck E. Cheese. And he said he would wait on his porch every Sunday with his Kermit the Frog backpack, and his dad never showed up one Sunday. And I could tell when he was telling that story on the air, I was like, man, this is a deep trauma.
But when your father or your mother lets you down, you feel like you don't deserve love. Because if the people who brought you into the world don't care about you, then why should anybody else? Remember, it's about the kid, not about you anymore. Do what's best for your children. 877-730-DCS1. Call us.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
21 Savage, is he picking sides between Drake and Kendrick Lamar? We're going to play some audio of 21 right now. This and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, Anthony A. Celebrity birthdays first.
We have Mark Zuckerberg celebrating his birthday, and Rob Gronkowski celebrating birthday as well.
Okay, let's start off talking about my girl, Rihanna. Her and her man, ASAP Rocky, hanging out with the kiddos, rented a classic cab. Looks like it from the 70s or something in New York City. And she and Rocky are doing some press, and she's holding one of the babies by his ankles and kind of going back and forth, upside down. And everybody is mad at her. You're such a bad mother. Oh. I can't believe you're holding your baby like that. You don't want to be around my house then. I was throwing kids up in the air. I used to get flipped and turned and tossed into the swimming pool. And
selective outrage. I wonder how mad those parents would have been if they would have found out that those cabs don't have seat belts. So those kids probably weren't even.
I didn't even think about that. All right, so now we're going to talk about 21 Savage. Obviously, you know, he just came off tour with Drake. So a lot of people
Metro
interested.
Boomin was his favorite producer for many years.
And a lot of people are wondering, when it comes to Kendrick and Drake, the beef, whose side he's on. He went on a live before a concert that he was going to perform at, and here's what he said.
Metro, my brother. Drake, my brother. Don't figure that out.
21 Savage, politically correct, but I think he's right. I think eventually this is going to blow over. Will Kendrick and Drake make up? No.
That's pretty insightful, though, the fact that he's not automatically reciting with Drake. The moment,
Metro Boomin.
Why would he?
Because Metro Boomin lived his career the past year or so.
What?
Yeah, but Metro Boomin put him on. I mean, without those Metro Boomin beats in the beginning, there would have been no 21 Savage.
I mean, I think Drake would have to feel a certain type of way about that. If you've helped this guy for the past year, you took him on an arena tour, and he's going to take a politically correct answer. Ah, dog, that's whack.
I don't think so.
Where are the dogs at?
I'm upset.
They're at home waving their white flags.
Yeah, bro, damn.
Because Kendrick, you know who's on top right now? Kendrick. With another number one song.
For me, this further dismisses the whole 20 verse one, or it's Drake versus the whole industry, because nobody's coming to Drake's defense. If you ever see your homie getting jumped, you ain't asking no questions. You jumping in.
No, but Drake just posted something. There were a lot of people attacking him. Think about it. Just Rick Ross, Kendrick Lamar, Metro Boomin.
And nobody's helping him.
I thought at some point at least Lil Wayne would be like, yo, guys, chill.
Nobody cares.
No, they're not going to. Why would Lil Wayne do that? That would make him look even more.
If your brother's getting beat up,
you're going to jump in for your brother.
But if he's.
And especially if he's your cash cow, because that's Lil Wayne's cash cow.
Now, if he slept with your girl, then maybe not. So,
well, word is he slept with Lil Wayne's girl.
Yep.
So there you go. All right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
In case you missed it, this man named Roby Johnson figured out his wife was trying to poison him. Okay, there's video evidence. I've got video that you can watch. I even have audio of him when he found out she's trying to kill him. What really shocked me was the amount of time she got from our justice system. Is it fair? I go last, so in case you missed it, let's start off with DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, Cheech Marine of Cheech and Chong is the newest member of Call of Duty, and you can use him as a character.
First thing I asked him was, how did this come about?
Well, it was one of the conditions of our parole that we had to do all these things.
Oh, yes. Oh, see.
I've never played a video game in my life.
No way!
Wow.
Any video game. I'm so bad at it.
And then later on, I had to ask about his museum. You know, it's all about Chicano culture. Also, like, what happened? How did it come to pass?
No, it's that we want to give you the museum for the collection. You give us the collection, we'll put it in the museum. It'll be the only thing in the museum. Okay, had to think about that for a while, you know, and like, because that was a collection I'd been putting together almost 50 years.
Imagine all these decades later, I had to tell him, my tios loved you, my mom loved you, and to be recognized like that, it must feel really good.
They've had basically a 50, almost 60 year run.
Man, yeah, Cheech and Chong, shout out to them.
The godfathers of the cannabis industry, if you may.
They really did pave the way for what we have today.
Yeah, nobody's mad at that. Hey, check the whole conversation on the Dana Cortez Show podcast, wherever you stream podcasts. Anthony, hey, what you got?
All right, in case you missed it, a new data in provided by CBS News shows that the states with the most unhappy couples are Georgia, Mississippi, South Carolina, and Michigan.
Oh, man. So people just don't like each other when they live in those states, huh?
This data was based off of Google searches where people search divorce and divorce lawyers.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because three of those states are pretty close to each other. Yeah. And I thought they're pretty miserable states. They get really hot in the summer, and you can get sick of people when you're really hot. But then you got Michigan up there, and I don't get it. I don't know where that was.
I don't know. I've never heard of anybody finding love in Detroit, so that makes sense to me. And also, on the flip side, Alaska has the happiest couples.
Oh, really? Yeah, you don't got anyone else to talk to.
You just rely on each other. Yeah, exactly. All right, so in case you missed it, in March 2023, Roby Johnson noticed his coffee tasted different, so he bought a chlorine strip test kit and then set up a hidden camera to watch his wife, Melody Feliciano Johnson, and discovered his suspicions were right. His wife was poisoning his coffee. This audio is the moment that Roby discovered that his coffee was contaminated.
Watch this. Guaranteed, you're going to see purple. Boom. Yes. Wow.
Imagine
your own wife trying to take you out like that.
Trying to take you out.
So obviously, she was trying to do it for some kind of life insurance.
Life insurance. Okay, that's not the point. She was convicted. All the evidence, and all she got was 3 years probation?
Oh.
She didn't even have to go to jail. She was convicted of 2 counts of adding poison or harmful substance to a drink, and she's out there free?
Well, yeah.
Roaming the streets?
I guess. I mean, she's not that big of a criminal, if you ask me.
She's trying to kill her man. What do you mean?
Slowly. Methodically.
Yeah, that's stupid.
It's
not.
That's usually evil.
They usually don't get caught. People get poisoned like that all the time.
She's not good at it. So...
No, obviously, Mr. Roby here is pretty smart. He set up a camera, and he was like, man, this coffee don't taste the same.
Anthony,
if my coffee starts tasting different now, we know what's going on, okay?
Anthony's right. So usually, you just put a little bit every day. She must have been putting the whole thing for the swimming pool or something. I don't know.
Well, in the video, she's like walks out in her towel. She like gets out of the shower, runs to go to the coffee machine, and just gets a little cap full of
whatever,
Clorox and puts it in there.
Why are you laughing? You're just the sickest woman. You know what? I'm going to find her right now on Bumble and send you her stuff.
Do it, because she ain't killing nobody. She dumb.
Yep.
Go check the video. Do you think 3 years probation is enough time? At Dana Cortez Show on Instagram. You literally see what DJ Automatic just discovered. Her poisoning the coffee is too much.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We travel a lot. The airport's a rough place to work. You know that. Shout out all the hard workers out there. TSA flight attendants. Except these 4 flight attendants who were just busted for smuggling drug money from the U.S. to the Dominican Republic. They did it for a year. 4 flight attendants were involved in this alleged activity. We have Charlie Hernandez, Sarah Pulos, Emmanuel Torres, and Harold Fabio.
Always hurts when the stereotype's true.
Ay, 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 Anthony. I was thinking the same thing.
Nah, please.
So each one of them made $121,000 in profits every quarter from this alleged smuggling. So how did they get caught? The person that contacted 2 of them was an informant for the FBI.
Oh.
I know. So from jump, they set themselves up to lose. Jeez.
Well, I bet that was a fun year, though. They had a fun year
right
of freedom.
For 1 year. But here's the thing. They went too far. If you're greedy, that's when you lose. If they'd have just taken the money and gone to the DR, they'd be good.
There it is. Criminal consultation provided by Dana Cortez. I'd love to hear it.
Well, they could have lived in this place if they were really hard up for money. So housing has gotten really expensive.
True.
There's this woman in Michigan, and she found out that she could live in a grocery store sign.
Oh, whoa.
So, yeah, she lived in the grocery store sign above the grocery market. It had power. She had a desk set up with a computer and a printer. She had a coffee maker in there. She even had some house plants.
Let's go.
Inside the sign.
Yes, inside the sign.
This further proves that plant moms are crazy.
Thanks.
The 34-year-old woman agreed to leave once they found out without causing any fuss. But people can't understand how she lived up there for a year and nobody noticed that she was living inside of a sign.
Who told on her? Poor lady.
I think, you know, yeah, poor lady. I think at that point, dude, you got to respect the creativity and ingenuity. Let her stay.
She's not hurting anybody.
She had a coffee maker up there. She was obviously comfortable.
Dog. She probably had a job, too.
All right. We'll go from the lady living in a sign to a cat in a box. It's a real Puss in Boots story. All right, Utah. There's a 6-year-old cat named Glenda who loves to play in cardboard boxes. Now, this is all fun and games until she ended up in an Amazon box that got shipped from Utah to California. Oh. All right, the owners of the cat said that they ordered some new work boots and she was planning them and they were sending those work boots back and she got mixed up in the box. The cat was gone for 2 weeks when the microchip placed it in Riverside, California. They picked up a call and returned it to its owner, so the cat is safely home.
Nobody noticed the box was moving?
Nobody noticed the box was moving at all, dog.
Correction, Anthony, not Puss in Boots, it's Puss in Box. The cat survived.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Boba balls are coming to one of your favorite coffee spots. We'll talk about it in food news. Time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Burnt Tortilla.
This interested me because I don't really shop here too much because it's expensive. Whole Foods CEO Jason Buchel says that the grocery store is going to offer more affordable items. They're going to invest in their in-house brand, 365 or 365. I'm not sure what it's called because I don't shop there very often. But I think that they realize people are looking for deals. And I want natural and I want organic and I want all that. But it's expensive to eat that kind of food.
The thing with organic, though, is a lot of the times it's just labeled organic and it's not really organic.
No, you're right.
You can pretty much call anything organic at this point.
You know what's interesting? I think that the farmers markets, and we've seen this in our city, I'm sure it's happening all over the country, are getting bigger and bigger because people are getting smart and they're going and buying directly from local farmers. It may cost a little bit more.
My brother got chickens. He built a whole chicken coop.
So he's going to have eggs?
Well, I mean, see if he actually gets... We'll see if it gets to the egg part.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Boba is coming to Starbucks. They're going to have a whole bunch of new flavors. And
what is boba?
It's tapioca pudding. I didn't know that.
Yeah. No wonder the balls get stuck in your belly because that's starch.
Ew.
I don't like
boba.
They
do feel slimy going down. It reminds me of fish bait.
Oh, Anthony, you've eaten fish bait?
That's why I'll get those.
I don't want to know.
Well, they got some new flavors. They got the summer berry refreshers, one with lemonade. They got a white chocolate macadamia. They got a bunch of them. The one that looked the best to me, though, was the orange cream cake pop.
People are going crazy for that summer blast one, so I can't wait for that.
I know the kids love the boba and stuff. I don't know about that. Ladies, are you down with it? 877-730-DCS1. Like I said, it's starch in your belly. Probably not good for you. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Buttermilk Biscuit Day.
Hey, I'll eat a buttermilk biscuit.
Do you have as much aggression for buttermilk biscuit as you do for boba tea?
100 times worse than the boba tea, but I will slop up some gravy with a buttermilk biscuit real quick.
And today's reminding you to be a good person. It is National Decency Day. So move with kindness and some decency.
There's some things that you can do for people that will make them feel special. Going in a grocery store, just anywhere. Opening a door for someone.
Oh.
I love when that's done for me. My husband, DJ Automatic, I'm talking to you.
I open the door for you all the time. I might not do it every time, but I'm pretty... I would say I'm hitting it at 75%.
There you go.
Okay, well, all right. Let's make it 100. Pick up your dog poop.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're walking your dog, that is common decency. Do not leave it in somebody's front yard.
It gets me so upset when a sidewalk gets everywhere. And number one, put your shopping cart back. What is wrong with you? What is wrong? And if you see an elderly person who can't physically do it, help them do it. That's the decent thing.
Okay, that's going above and beyond.
Anthony, we're talking about being decent. Last time Otto did that, though, the lady was yelling at him, get out of my way.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
you know, I don't know my father. Like, you could put five men in a lineup and he'd be one of them and I would not know who to choose. And a couple of years ago, my mom hit me up and she was like, so your prima, my cousin, said that your father wants to meet you. And I said, what? All these years later? And my answer was no. So myself, Dana Cortez, along with DJ Automatic Anthony off mic, we're talking about, is it better to have a father who's present, who may not be all that great of a dad, or no dad at all, because if that father is no good and he gives you those feelings of not wanting you, that could probably be even worse emotionally. I don't
feel
know.
Like that's a lot of hypothetical situations. I don't think we know whether it's better or not. Each person's situation is unique. I mean, of course, you would have wanted your dad to be in your life probably, right?
No, because you can't want what you don't have. I had my Theo Frankie, my uncle raised me.
So you had a father in your life. Your uncle...
A father figure is different than a father. Role. Yeah.
Whereas like your dad, you don't know what would have happened. I mean, you have no idea what would have happened.
He's got about 14 kids and none of them are doing well. I'm pretty sure I know what would have happened.
Exactly. So it was probably better that he stayed away from
you. I think my brother got out of jail recently.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's out.
Yeah.
And then the other one, you know, I'm telling you that
everybody's individual journey has its own blessings and curses as well, too. So I know homies who grew up without a father who were able to succeed in life and great. And then I knew homies who had active parents and they've had multiple trips to rehab. So it's really just about your individual journey and understanding as you get older, the trials and tribulations that formed you as a kid are going to come back no matter what happened in your life.
And also approaching those trials and tribulations in a way that you should. Don't dwell on it. Don't play victim. You've overcome a lot. You got to be positive about all of these steps that you've taken.
My father was in and out of my life. And as I become older and grown into manhood, I've learned to forgive him for the times that he wasn't there and kind of seen back, look past the veil of like my heartbreak as a kid and know that, you know, my dad was trying the best that he could with the things that he was going through as a man. And it took me to, I became a
plus
man.
Plus what he went through as a parent, Anthony, yeah, too. You don't know, or not, rather with his own
what
parents.
What he went through as a child. Yeah, there's
that's
so,
what
many
I meant. Yeah.
So many
thanks,
things.
Thanks, Otto.
I mean, for me, I think it's, I grew up with a dad who was
mom
active.
Mom and dad.
Yeah, and who were both active in my life. And I feel like they did a pretty good, they did a decent job with me. But then I think about some of the parents that I saw, like raise kids that I grew up with, that were there active every day, where like their coaches were like throwing them batting practice, and some of these dudes are in prison.
Yeah.
So I think,
like Anthony said, it depends on the journey and the way you approach each moment in your childhood and your life. Now, I really do.
And it also comes down to a lot of personal decisions.
Well, you can't.
The thing is, it's such a cop out to put everything on your parents, to blame your parents for everything. You've got to take some accountability for who you are as a person. It's not just your parents that decide that.
Damn you, TikTok. 877-730-DCS1. Call us up. What are your thoughts?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.